it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer tons of questions that have come in. We try to pick the ones we think are the most similar to other questions, because you get a lot of the same kind of questions sometimes, but hopefully we'll cover yours, and we're just going to jump in right now and see what we can do, Angel.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
My wife tells her friends things about our marriage, especially after a disagreement. It is affecting my relationship with them, too. They don't always say anything to me, but I can feel her friends being cold towards me as if they are angry. I don't feel like it's fair that they are only hearing one side. I'd like my wife to stop sharing all the details, but also don't want her or her friends feeling like I'm being controlling.
Not being controlling. This relationship's the most important on the planet. It's marriage. You should be sharing anything we're sharing personally. That's cheating. That's we used to talk about, I was born in the early, I was born in 1951. So I've been around for a while. So people used to hang across the back fence under the clothesline, share with the neighbor's lady. And gossip would run like a gasoline lake fire. It was just like, tell everything, you know, what we did, how we did it, why we shouldn't have done it, and how it turned out. You have no business talking personal stuff to somebody else that's not your spouse. Keep things that are about you and your spouse between you and your spouse, not somebody else. That's wrong. That's cheating. Because we call it, the Bible calls it gossip. And it's nasty. A lot of nasty script about gossip. And about rumors, because you don't have the whole truth. You got a fraction of the truth. You didn't hear the whole story. You just got part of it. And so don't do that to your spouse. So only way you stop and sit down real calm over some coffee and tea or a piece of apple pie when that's a show, we need to talk. I'm really offended that you keep sharing our personal life with other people that have nothing to do with our personal life. Because I'm being judged. At least I feel like I'm being judged. I think it's wrong. So I want you to have friends, talk about everything, talk about the weather, their kids, you know, what's going on in school. But you don't talk about a personal relationship with somebody that's not us. That's us stuff to talk about, not other people. Did I say that okay?
You did. I mean, I remember years ago, I went out to lunch with a lady and her friend. I didn't know the friend that she'd invited. But the whole time we were there, the lady was just dogging my friend's husband. And I'm not going to say that everything she said was wrong, because it wasn't. But I said to my friend when it was over, I said, if you do not get rid of that relationship, your marriage is doomed for destruction. Because you can't keep having someone sow seeds of discord like that and it not affect you. It's like going and talking to your parents, you know, long after you've gotten over it, they're still harboring bitterness against your spouse.
Yeah. Don't ever share.
There's a reason that you need to leave and cleave. The point is you need to work it out with your spouse.
Yeah.
Now, I understand needing to voice some things, but you need to be able to do it with your spouse. You have to be protective of the covenant that you've made together, because the enemy is a destroyer and he wants to destroy the family.
Life and death and the power of the tongue.
And those who indulge shall eat of the fruit thereof. Mm. That is life or death. Mm. So if you sow those seeds of discord, you are going to reap that harvest. And the thing is to protect your spouse. It always bothers me when a man or a woman talks bad about their spouse, because, you know, one time I was that spouse that was talked bad about. And certainly I wasn't completely innocent myself that I would say things about my former spouse as well. So I'm very protective about it today. And so, you know, it's kind of like the old thing you say, I can say something about my brother, but you say it, you're going to go down. And, but I'm very protective about my family, because I've been through a divorce. I've seen firsthand the pain that it caused. There's a reason God hates it.
Yep.
And I understand that firsthand. So I do everything I can to protect that and protect the covenant that we've made together. And we're not perfect at it, but we certainly we're certainly strive to.
Well, I work for three great companies, and my second company I worked for, I really enjoyed that a lot. I was working as an engineer. And after work, the plant CEO would take some of the guys, they go down to the local golf course about a mile down the road, and they had a bar. Now go down and have a beer before they went home. And which is fine, innocent, I guess. You know, I never drank and I don't like to, but they go down and I would get invited. Hey, Joe, come on down. Let's go and just have a beer. So, no, I'm going to go home because I live way out in the country. But what would happen? They go down to the bar and they get to talking and they're going to say stuff about their spouse they shouldn't be talking about. And next thing you know, because every year we'd have the big company picnic. And all of a sudden you show up to company picnic and all of a sudden you look and see, oh man, that's that guy's wife. I know what he said about her. I know what he thinks about her, but he's trying to act like everything's fine and say that stuff. But no, man, you've been talking trash behind her back. You made her look like a nasty woman. And I got thinking, she's not a nasty lady. You're a nasty man for talking about your wife like that in a bar. And so watch where you talk about your spouse. Don't do that. God, there's rules. Ought to be in the marriage contract somewhere. Thou shalt not talk about thy spouse in public. and your nay. For all else proceed from the even one, and Nancy's going to come out of this. Talk to your spouse, not about them. You got a problem, deal with it at home, 101, Matthew 18:19. Hey, let's talk about this. You know, I'm mad about this or mad about this. Be honest with them. You can't play games with your spouse. They know what you're doing anyhow. So, but not at work.
You can be like my son and his wife. They're so funny. We always say, have you ever seen a couple that tries to out-compliment one another? We all come way down the list next to her, as it should be. But I mean, if he's got a chance to spend time with her, we could take him to Disney World and we'd say, you can spend an hour with her or we will go to Disney World for a day. He'd say, probably her for an hour.
He's a good one.
Yeah. So,
he's a good one.
Yeah. So I love that. And so, I mean, if anything, you know, focus on whatsoever things are good. Mm. You know, sometimes we in charismatic circles, we don't talk much about the fruit of the spirit. And
we want those rotten apples. I want to talk about that rotten apple.
Yeah. So really, we need to focus on some of those things. Yeah. Everything's not spiritual. Some things that you can do in your flesh that you can control. And you can focus your mind and your thoughts and your words.
It's an individual choice.
Towards edification, exhortation, and comfort.
I will not say anything evil about my spouse in public. I will not. I will deal that one-on-one, face-to-face, Matthew 18:19.
Yeah, that's just, it. like Jeff said, that is, it's not good. It's cheating.
No, it's cheating.
All right, Joe, please write the book about parenting adult children.
Oh, we're working on it right now. As a matter of fact, got a lot of it in print right now.
I need some encouragement and advice on doing this. I have four grown adults. Most of the time, everything is great, but one of them is trying my patience. How do you handle the one problem child, especially when they are an adult?
You just smile a lot. And you don't bring up controversial things. I'm not your daddy anymore. I'm your father. I'll be your father till Jesus comes. But I'm not your daddy anymore. Now, you want some help? You ask me a question, I'll give you an answer. I'll keep it short and to the point. But I'm not going to tell you my opinion about something. I've noticed this. No, you don't say that. You're opening up a can of worms. You will not be able to get back in that can. So if you got one, it's just not flowing with the rest of them. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. They know what's going on. It's not like you have to take out a billboard. Hey, we all think you're stupid. They know that. They know when they're doing wrong, but they're deciding not to do right. You can't change that. You're not God. If the creator of the universe does not control them, you can't control them. So just keep your mouth shut. Smile. Hey, it's good to see you. Now, if they want to share something, you're like, okay, share something. I'll give you my opinion if you ask. Dad, what do you think about this? Well, son, I think it's stupid, but that's my personal opinion. I'm not God. But if you ask me, I think it's a dumb thing to do, but that's up to you, son. Do what you think's right. So tell the truth, but don't offer unsolicited advice. Don't do that. Okay, Angel.
Adult children can be a challenge. I mean, I said to somebody the other day, you know, when my kids were toddlers too, I thought, oh my gosh.
When are you going to grow up?
This is the hardest. This is the hardest age. And now what I'd give for a day when they would be two, because they thought I was brilliant. Yeah. Everything that came out of my mouth was
I'm a genius.
Words of wisdom.
I'm like Santa Claus stuck upside down your chimney.
And then they grew up and then suddenly
I became an idiot. I became a doofus. When did I turn into a doofus?
And they're going to tell you how to live and what, how to do things right.
Dad, you should do this. Well, I never thought about this. So I appreciate you pointing that out.
Where how you? In the world did you get this age without their advice? you know what? It is a challenge, to be quite frank. It can be very much so. Yes.
And you're not the only one dealing with it. No. Millions of other people are dealing with the same thing. Because it's human flesh, and flesh wants to do what it wants to do, say what it wants to say. It's like God's been dealing with it from the beginning of time, ever since the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
He's been dealing with rebellious kids. So welcome to the family. But you got to learn how to handle it.
And I think staying steady is probably the best thing. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm going to love you. Now, I'm not going to compromise my beliefs. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Like, Lord Jesus, help me. When the election comes around, it gets a little tense and I stand my ground and their ground is moving.
Well, let's go back to base things, whether it's drinking or cussing or fornicating. It's like, hey, sugar, I love you. I need help. Call me, but we're not coming over. And no, you can't come in and drink. Can't smoke in my house. Can't use that kind of language. I'll be real calm. I'm going to ask you to leave, you know, and don't bring them back. You know, then we've all been through that. Had to be real calm. Like, I love you, sugar. If you ever need help, call me, you know, but no, just stay in your own house. So we don't do that here in my house.
So don't compromise your beliefs and everything. And as far as the problem child goes, sometimes, you know, we want to treat all our children the same, but you don't, you got to be careful not to reward bad behavior.
Whoa.
Poor behavior. And so, you know, it is a challenge to take a stand. So, you might be second in line to get Joe's book, but I'll be first in line. Listen, it's something that, I mean, Jesus's own family, you know, they rejected him. They thought he was thinking more highly of himself than he ought to.
Three of David's brothers, King David, three of his brothers rode with Saul to kill him. How much you love David? Well, my daddy hates me. My mama hates me. Three brothers are riding with Saul to kill me dead. I'm a loved individual. I'm the greatest king Israel's ever known. What do you think about that? Because there's two sides of every coin.
Yeah.
And there are no perfect families. They don't exist. They're just families that fall down, learn how to get back up. So you learn how to repent quick, forgive quick. But there's no perfect people. I mean, you got the golden child you think did everything so right, and all of a sudden, like, where did they go? Well, they went stupid.
Yeah.
Be patient. They'll come back. But you don't tolerate it either. It's like, if they ask me, Dad, what do you think about this? Sure, I think it's stupid. Well, you never say anything. You never ask me. You're an adult. I'm not God. God's God. He'll tell you what to do. You need to listen to God, not your daddy. Not your mama, listen to God, because the sooner you listen to God, the better off you're going to be. I can't follow you around, but God's, wherever you go, God's waiting on you when you get there.
Yeah. Thank God for that. Woo. Yes. So, you know, it's a journey, and you know, one that I mean, love and patience is a lot to do.
Listen, we've all had those days where we thought, Lord, this would be a good day for you to come. Everybody's doing all right. Let's go home now. Don't wait for a bad day.
That is the truth.
Woo.
So I don't think we answered that question, did we?
Let's go back, try it again.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's the question again?
Question is, write the book about parenting adult children. She's got one rogue adult child.
Everybody's got one. Some people have more than one. And don't judge yourself. Don't, you know, the devil is the accuser of the brethren. He's going to make you feel good. Well, what did I do wrong? Well, if I could only go back, but I don't do it over. We can't go back. We don't have a time machine. I can't change a thing I did as a parent. I'm sorry if it was wrong. I apologize. I repent. But the sun's coming up in the morning. God's mercy is going to be brand new tomorrow. So I'm not going into my past. I'm not going to drag you into my past. You're not going to drag me into my past. You should have. You always. I can't do a thing about it except repent and just ask you to forgive. That's all I can do. So let's go on the line.
Yeah.
And because some kids will do that. They'll hang that over their. I've got big family. And I've got some kids that are adult, still blame their parents. Well, you should have. They're stuck in a time warp. And that's cheating. You don't want to change anything. You just want to accuse somebody.
Yeah.
That's not right. So don't do that.
No, don't do that. All right. I think that concludes today.
I think that would be a conclusion.
We love you guys. And if you have a better answer than we did on that last question, feel free to write That's in and right. let us know.
Because we're not experts. We're just sharing the things we've experienced and have helped people with. So anyhow, guys, we could not do this without you. This would not be possible. We do these podcasts 3 times a week, and it's great response. Everywhere we go, all over America, people are listening to it, and they respond. It's been a phenomenal thing. So thank you. Thank you for your support, your financial support. We could do it without you. This equipment, all the studio, everything we do because of you. So thank you. You're helping a lot of people. You really are. We get a lot of really good responses. Every now we get a negative one, but mostly 99% of the time it's something really, really good.
It really is. Yeah. So thank you. We love you guys. And we will see you next Monday.
Next Monday. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.